Cool. This is your pilot speaking.
This is your co-pilot speaking.
Tinashe and
Shamiso. And welcome to Flight of Time.
Where the conversation goes
anywhere.
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man. I'm full. Had a steak and healthy food.
Yes.
Know what I'm saying? Very unhealthy. But I'm not complaining. It was a steak.
Fancy. It was fancy. We like fancy.
Oh, my stomach is like, woo. You know. Stomach did a backflip. And then it's like, you know what, my man? Even though you're good right now, you're going to have to work this out. Because, yo, I ain't trying to keep no fat in my body.
Dude, you're like, you know? Really?
How about you?
What fat? What fat? Please tell me what fat you're talking about.
Let's not violate each other here. First of all.
I should be the one saying.
There is fat in every single
but
person.
But not in you, though. Wait. Please show us. What are you talking about?
Yo, how are you violating me like that, fam?
Fat are you talking about?
Allow.
Some of us have fat.
You can't show someone fat. I'm not gonna expose any people in the thing because hey, it's taken a fall. Hey, if you say you're
I
fat,
did say that. I'm actually tiny. Yeah,
you said no. Someone was so fat. Yeah, we can't be friends.
You and
we
your relationship with that word.
God, I love
don't
fat
don't say
people.
It like yo guys.
Just for context, because I don't want it to sound politically wrong or correct. I ain't no offense person, but like
don't use the word fat though.
I was actually watching this show. Okay, let me explain though. I was watching this show, Blue Therapy. I don't know if any of you watch Blue Therapy. If you don't, check it in the show notes. But it's a show on YouTube, yeah. And this girl is like to the mandem. She starts talking about like their private life in it in therapy on YouTube, and then the guy is like, I can't carry you like I used to anymore. Then she's like, are you calling me fat? Mad. Here's the thing: he wasn't exactly calling her fat, but he was indirectly. He just said, yo, are you watching your calories? Are you exercising? Are you doing the things? Here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you know you're fat, you're fat. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I apologize.
But at the same time, just because...
You're curvy in areas and you want to work out. Okay, you do you, boo. Yes. We're trying to uplift people.
Yes. All I'm saying is, fat, skinny, small, big.
Yes.
You're yes, pretty cool because, you know, you're pretty cool. So don't let the title make you feel offended. Just work with the title that suits you the best. End of the day, you know, the whole thing of life is about being your best self. So if your best self looks the way you look right now,
you are
if it doesn't work better,
oh my work gosh. More. That was a good save. That was a good save because let the peoples be. Well, yeah. I personally need to work out because I want to for myself. And that's something that I've been saying for a long time. And I haven't been doing it. But I'm starting on Monday, tomorrow, working out. And I'm really excited because I like it.
What? Yo. You know what they say about procrastinators? They only say, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to come and I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I worked out today. You'll be like, oh, yes, girl, yes. No, you wouldn't be like, yes, girl, yes. In my head, you'll be like, yes, girl, yes. I'll be like, yes, Shami, yes, girl, yes.
Miss me with that drama. Yeah, well, you know. Anyways, in case you guys don't know, I'm Ashish Tinashe. You know, because
welcome. Wait, welcome, I didn't introduce myself. I'm also part of the team. I'm Shami, so yes. You can call me Shami.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the co-pilot.
Guys, she starts talking like a little child, but it's okay. Welcome aboard.
Turbulence
today is looking pretty clear.
Co-pilot speaking, and I see an estimate of cold weather coming our way, but we are trying to make it through this winter's Sunday evening and get you guys through
winter Sunday evening. Yo, it's been so cold, though. It's been so cold. I agree. It's been cold.
The cold. I don't like the cold.
It's been cold.
I don't like the cold.
Love the cold. I was born in the cold. Now they call me Master of Cold. I'm so cold, people used to think I was cold-hearted.
I could see why. Like,
but yes, she showed me so... But nah, guys, I'm really warm. It's very inviting.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. so turbulence today, like we said, pretty chill. No big currents. We're not gonna hit no massive turbulence.
Don't worry,
you're not gonna
we'll
fall out
safe.
Of your seat. You're not gonna feel like the plane's about to crash because the skies are looking clear. It's
yes,
looking
it's
peaceful.
No violence.
No violence in here.
No violence. 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 Is not... No.
And yet, did you say yet?
No violence. So far.
And.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm naturally just like. Not naturally violent, but then I've always just been like. Arg. I'm trying to be softer.
You know, and all I'm saying is, guys, it's all about grades. I mean, okay. Andy, I'm trying to be softer. Here's the thing. I feel like not everyone needs to be soft, right? But like at the same time, like you don't need to be like a cutthroat, violent person, you know, like find like an in between.
I will find
an
in between, but like for now, it's not as bad as it used. I used to throw shoes at people. Not even gonna lie, I would throw shoes at people, because sometimes people would just be irritating. Like your face.
Yo, she's just looking at me instead of explaining why she used to be so violent.
I can't explain
causing.
It, though.
Yo, but my dog nearly, like, scarred me today, innit?
What happened? No, wait.
You can't explain
we'll start
it.
With me first. We'll talk about your dog later. Your first love, apparently.
Whoa. Guys, the first of... Yeah, my dog is my first love, guys. In case you don't know, dog is a man's best friend. My first love. All I'm saying is... My dog will forever be me, and that's why I gave him my name, because you know you love yourself first, not they say.
Where's your dog right now?
So it's kind of what I did. He is sitting on my
that's
bed.
Nice. No.
Do you want to see him? That's rude. Okay, it's okay, Bash. Your feelings matter to me.
I'm not jealous or anything. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Hey, amen. Guys, the key with life is not to be jealous, but okay. Let's not get into that because
okay,
she was talking about
thing.
Her violence, and this episode is not really about violence. This is the problem. The problem is we said
but
no violence.
No, it's not
today,
like it's gonna be
we're
violence.
Talking about violence so,
we're trying to be cool, calm, collective. It's not good vibes, you know? But then also, these are part of my vibes, you know? No, like, people would like this guy from school, Jordan, right? It would just be so irritating, and he knows it. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jordan.
We're really name dropping like that,
but he knows it because he's a comedian,
yo.
Right? You know the people that would be the clowns of the class? That was him. Love him to bits and pieces. But I think me and guys, I don't have that's a lie. I don't have brothers. So like this interaction for me when high school started between me and guys. You can bleep his name out though if you. I don't know, man.
The fact that you can hear her. I'm not.
He knows it, but we love him.
Need to hear this.
No, but
Jordan, like Jordan.
But the thing is, like, I think for me it was also like a struggle to like adjust to guys in general. So the only way I knew how to like communicate to them was like fight, cause not physically, but just argue with them, like. And I realized that it was actually very mean because one of them was just like, dude, you know what you said? I was like, I didn't mean to hurt you, man. I was just trying to figure it out for myself. But yeah, then
I'm just saying most guys, like, they're too chilled for fighting. Like, this fighting, I don't know. Okay, first of all, I don't know where people get this idea that guys like fighting. Most of the time, we just chilled, you know? We just want to be chilled and just, like, dance, like. Pro tip for girls out there.
What are you going to tell us girls to do?
Just leave the fighting alone, like, man.
You mean arguing?
Leave the fighting alone, man. Like, just be chill. Yes, like the arguing. Most guys can't even withstand 5 seconds of arguing. It's like, okay, fine, you're right.
And but don't be like, I'm right. What am I right? Are you just saying I'm right for the sake of me being right?
For the sake of you being right. And then it's like, you're right. Okay, cool. Conversation over. See,
but the thing is with me, like
that's the thing.
Argue like that though. That's the thing. I don't know. I don't think I argue like.
Guys, I'm sure guys agree with me.
This is not a competition.
Yeah. That didn't say it was. I said I'm sure guys agree with me that, like, you know, like. It doesn't matter. Okay, I feel like it doesn't matter how you argue, right? It's more along the lines of like, just argue when you're draining. Yeah. You know, like, okay.
Oof. Just thinking about it, I'm just like, can we just have like a decent? I think people think that in order for you to get your point across, you need to be screaming and throwing things at people. And I'm just like, no, we can have a proper conversation.
Mm-hmm. That was you.
No, right? No. I would never argue with people like that. No. Like normal conversation, us just being irritated at each other. Like, not because we disagree, but just because your very existence is just sometimes irritating. But not because I was arguing, because she was right and I was wrong. And no, I don't bring that type of energy when I'm like, no, but you need to understand that this and that. And I thought that this and that. But then you said this and that. And I'll be like, whoa, oh, I understand. Like, ask my friends, like, I've never actually, like, been in a shouting match. I'm genuinely, like, peacemaker. Side of me, that's not because we're arguing. That's more like when I'm in beast mode, when I'm like, I'm gonna kill this, but not when I'm talking to someone. Never. Unless you irritate the living unless you actually irritate me, like you piss me off, and it's like I'm like angry, like I'm trying to learn how to manage those emotions better, but like unless I'm like angry, you won't see me shouting. You really won't. I'll be stern in my tone, but unless you hear me going, oh, like my voice goes from, I'm so sorry to anyone who's listening to this. But if I go from 0 to 100 real fast, move something out the way. Because you must have done something that like pushed me over the edge. But I haven't gotten to that like in a while, in a in a couple of months. So yeah, that was because there was a lot of change going on in my life, so I freaked out. So yeah,
there's more of like a. I feel like my voice stayed the same. Doesn't matter whether I'm pissed off or like, you know, happy or sad. I'm incapable of shouting.
I think we should say raising our voices because we're loud. Let's just not lie.
Nah, you raise your voice. Raise your voice. I am incapable of doing such.
I literally was watching one of your videos just now because it popped up on my feed and I was like, I might as well watch this video again. And I watched it. And go to the N-Cube, guys. N/Cube watches videos on YouTube. I'll link everything, you know. Yeah.
Subtle plug. Subtle plug. In the show notes.
And you were shouting because you were excited, but you were still shouting. Your voice was being raised. Like your volume went from.
Guys, I think she's exaggerating it, honestly. If you know me, you know that like I'm just not a shoddy person. But on the topic of my channel, thank you for the subtle plug. On the topic of the channel, you know, I think we should get into talking about what it's like being a content creator in Africa. You know? What say you?
Being a content creator is great. That's it. I think being a content creator is... I feel... Okay, for me...
Oh, my days.
Stop it. For me, I think because I am figuring out what that means for myself, creating content in this Africa place, I think it's very interesting to see how many content creators that I don't know exist. Like for you, for example, like I didn't know that you existed until like I saw your channel thing on someone's status and then I started watching you. And like how
I mean
What'd you say?
I feel like that's how it works, you know, like
no, but then it's like how it works. Like, but it's kinda like they're underground. Like you have to like
I don't think content creators are underground. Well, I feel like Africa pushes that like narrative that the content creators aren't like big. You know what I'm saying? Like it's more of like a they're not like underground. They're really trying to break through. A lot of content creators in Africa are trying to break through, but because of the simple factor that a lot of the mindset in Africa is very limiting towards Africans, it's like, okay, I'm just going to say Zimbabwe because I don't know whether it's
a... Why don't you speak for yourself? Why don't you use yourself as an example? Use yourself as an example.
I'm about you, but I'm saying in Zim, people have a limiting belief when it comes to content creation. I say people because I also have the same belief. Yeah. Like, content creation in Zim was not great. That's what my belief. And
he said what he said, people. He said what
would
he
I,
said.
Would I say it's better now? Probably a bit. Would I say it's top tier? No.
It's not where it could be, though.
But it's exactly not where it could be. And for me, I feel like it's just that whole aspect of when you talk about content creation is more of the fact that people don't yet understand what that is. I didn't understand what that was until I was one. But people don't understand yet what that is because they think being an influencer is being a content creator.
Content creator.
Those are two very different things. And you could be an influencer and influence people to do the wrong thing, or you could be an influencer and not be a content creator. You could just literally be like a model that everyone loves to see.
Yeah.
And you're an influencer, but That does not make you a content creator, mate. You could have 10,000 followers on Instagram, does not make you a content creator, mate.
So the question is,
it's more to do with
what's a content creator? What's up? Then?
What's the question?
That's the question. What's a content creator?
Good question. Tell us. Good question. Let me ask Google. A content creator. A content creator, according to Google, is someone that produces entertaining or educational material and are responsible for the contribution of information to any media. They create both digital and offline content that caters to the interest of a target audience. You see, the thing is, that's a very complicated definition. Yeah. I'm going to just dumb it down for people. A content creator is someone who creates videos and pictures and posts them online. And then also post them offline if they really want to. For a specific audience, specific amount of people. So you're probably asking yourself, like, so what's the difference? Why am I not a content creator if I'm on Instagram? Because you're not doing it on a consistent basis. The key thing about a content creator is the consistency. And it's the thing is...
That's actually true, though.
Just because you post one picture every 3 months doesn't make you a content creator, mate. It just makes you another part of society. You got to be consistent. Basic. You got to be motivating. You got to be posting to an audience. Basic. I didn't say you're basic. I just said you're basic.
You're basic.
You're not a content creator. Hey, allow. Okay, yes. You know, you need to have normal people in order for them to be extraordinary people. So they're that. But don't take it the wrong way.
You just need to have normal people in life. You can do something else, you know? Something's it's really okay. For you.
Yeah, you could be a finance person. Finance.
People need to count money. You could
bail me out of jail when I need
Why would you be in jail? What would you be doing in jail? Tell us. What would you have done to go to jail? Filming where you're not supposed to be filming.
Cancel culture is a thing.
So many people will cancel you on cancel so culture many is also things. A thing. And sometimes it's just like,
imagine.
What if people cancel me?
It's rough.
What would I have done to be canceled, though?
This is a good question. I probably would have talked about something that I shouldn't be talking about, but yeah. I'm prone to do that. I'm capable of doing that. However, let's circle back to content creation because I want to explain. Hear me out. Africa is an amazing continent. Zimbabwe, love my country, amazing country. But people here do not believe content creation can be a sustainable life thing. A lot of people here don't believe in the internet as being something where you can earn money on and a stable source of income. I would say stable is the real word because in this country, people have safety and stability and they think a job is the only way to do that. What they don't realize...
Sorry, you're going to be having lots of sound effects from me.
A job is not the only way. Yeah, she's more of like a VFX, SFX.
You don't need that. You have a radio SRD.
These days.
You have an SRD instead of an SFX.
Strong role background. SRB, what?
SRD.
You have a strong role background, guys. You have a strong role distinction.
SRD, because my middle name.
Okay. Great. Y'all now know her. You can Google her. You know,
you're gonna be able to Google me.
Y'all just know me as a sheesh.
You're gonna be able to Google me.
That's my alias.
You're gonna be able to Google me one very soon.
Yeah. I don't know if you're gonna be able to Google me.
You'll be able to Google both of us.
It's gonna come up with like theories. Gonna come up with theories of the Tesseract if you try Google my name. I promise you. Try it. You're gonna see the Tesseract. It's crazy. I'm so low-key. Science evolved before.
Did you see what he did there? I'm so low-key. Low-key.
Where are all my Avengers fans?
But like, nah. Yeah, I don't know, man. But like, this is the thing. Content creation, love it. And I feel like, okay, this is honestly something that I like talking about because I'm passionate about it. Very. So here's the thing. Yeah, very passionate about it. Here's the thing. So I did a video like sometime last year. I can't remember when it was last, but it was definitely last year. And I think it was like August, October. Do I even remember me? I'm bluffing. Just, yeah, somewhere around that time. And I talked about, you know, essentially creating like, you know, revolutionizing the industry of like media and Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, when I see content from Zoom, my heart breaks. Not because, okay, hear me out. Okay, I am Shona Ndebele. I am Ndebele by descent, by culture, I think. But I'm Shona because my mother is Shona. So, like, there's that. Yeah. Thing is, my parents grew up in Ndebele area. So, like, Ndebele. And the thing that I realized that like a lot of Zim content has got like a lot of like, you know, the normal cultural undertone of like Shona and Ndebele, and is very like cultural centric, depending on the language you understand. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that would appeal to a global audience. Now, a lot of people say don't appeal to a global audience, appeal to people from your tribe and like, you know, do stuff that's relatable to the people of your tribe. And for me, it's like the world is a global village. It literally is a global village. We are living in a global village. So I cannot think about only appealing to Zimbabweans because that's very small. Very small minded of me, first of all. Second of all, I would not go anywhere if I only appealed to the Zimbabwean audience because then people are very judgmental on the
not low-key. Don't say low-key. High-key.
I'll say low key because judgmental. they won't judge you. They won't judge you to your face. They'll judge you behind
your back. But you know they'll be judging. Exactly. They're not quiet about it though.
Yeah, you know. There's that. But the thing is, like, when you come to content creation, some people really seriously judge you against
doing it.
Probably two or three people they know.
Mm-hmm.
Judges doing it, but like they judge against two or three people, you know, i.e. the Olim Tukuzas. I know I'm saying his name so wrong, I'm sorry. But like that dude and I don't know. Who else? Amara Brown.
Oh, I know who she is.
And like the Jaw Praiser, Winky D. Dude's got a name called Winky D. Can we just like appreciate the fact that like that's like the most problematic name if you want to be an international artist in it.
But it's the way you say it, though. But
the thing...
The way, Winky D, like, you don't even have to...
Yo, I say it normally, yeah? But here's the thing, like, when it comes to content creation, I feel like the reason I made that video was because I realized that Zim needs hope.
Yeah.
It needs awareness. It needs a space in which we can break out of the mold of what's possible based on our cultural background. In Africa, I feel like that's the same in most African countries because it's difficult, to say the least. It's difficult. People decide they don't necessarily take it seriously. They don't necessarily take it such that anyone from Africa can essentially give them value in the content space. And to be fair as well, people that try and give value don't do it with the pure intention of actually adding value in a positive way. But there's a lot more that needs to be done to essentially make people accepted within this continent in terms of being content creators. Because if you really think about it, a lot of us watch, you know, American content, a lot of us watch British content, and we hype it up and we like think, see something like Black Panther, for example, we hype it all the way up, and we're from Africa. We know that we have amazing people that could be way better than that, but we hype up such movies. I didn't really hate it.
I was watching it yesterday.
Hype up such movies, innit? And
don't get me started.
Guys, man.
Continue with what you're saying.
I mean, we ain't going down the Marvel movie thing.
No, we're gonna go down the we hype it up and Black Panther. We'll talk about the cinematic
land. Allow.
Keep talking. Continue.
Allow. Easy, fam.
I'm allowing you to talk, fam.
Hey guys.
I'm over here listening.
Hey guys, so we're having an argument. She's right. It's okay. Life goes on. So.
I don't think that's how we would argue, though.
Ooh. Man, I'm incapable of arguing as well. This is the thing. So. Innately, I believe that it's very important to always remember when you're in Africa that trying to make it here is like trying to build a house on quicksand.
Don't say that.
You're going to have to put a lot of bricks down. Now, I'm going to say that because you're going to have to be very resilient. Like, you're going to have a strong mental will to actually make it. Because aside from just trying to make it and be accepted by people in Africa, because people be judging, you also have to make it past the preconceived notions that people have and the comparison that they do against, you know, the European and American sphere of media and content creation. They're going to judge you against that anyway. So the odds are stacked against you. I would say, like, the biggest thing to always just be resilient, consistently put those bricks down. At some point, the brick will rise above the quicksand and you're going to make it. But it's important to be resilient. South Africa does not count as Africa, by the way. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm just a spectator in this topic because I feel like it's a very interesting point of view from your point. What is... It's a very interesting topic from your point of view because you're really into the... create a better depiction of what content creators should look like in Africa, like in your Dreams at Thunder video. That's what you were mainly focused on. Obviously, you're going to go global because you'll be able to look them up on the interwebs, guys. But
I don't know about that, but sure.
No, don't do that. You guys will be able to look them up on the interwebs. Okay, cool. No discussion. No, none of that. Y'all will be seeing us at the Grammys and the Emmys, and I'll be like, I told y'all. That's not even, that's the floor. Sorry, I'm thinking about a song right now. But it's very...
The key is to...
Your perspective is actually interesting because some people will be like, there's no hope. Like, what are you talking about? Like this is Africa. This is them. Like, people don't do that. You get a normal job, you... But then there's also the part that's like, I've never wanted a normal job. And with what I'm doing is I'm never going to have a normal job. So... And... But for some people, hey, like we said, like, if you want to be like a accountant, go ahead, we need those. Marketing director, go ahead, we need those. But for people that want to do something that's different, like, you'll be able to see that at some point. Zim or Africa, you'll be able to see that there's more to us than just what people say, content wise, creativity wise, and with the resources that people have. But it's pretty interesting. It's also...
Yeah, what do you think about...
What
do you think about people westernizing African culture in their content? Something I'm guilty of.
Wait, westernizing African content?
Yeah, like, you know how, like,
I need examples.
Each unique. Okay, so say, for example, you know how, like, the reason why we love American content and we love British content is because it's a different culture from us, you know, like, it's a different way of living.
Yeah.
But, like, if you emulate that kind of content here in Africa, it's definitely not going to go down well because it's Africa.
It's Africa. Okay, this
what
this,
do you think about people, like, not
anywhere?
Like, how do you, how do you, how do you think about, like, that, you know, in terms of, like, don't go anywhere, just tell me what you think about, like, people, like, you know, westernizing, you know, the African culture in terms of, like, the content they create. I mean, like I said, I'm guilty of this because my style of content is very inspired by Western content and
Western, not African.
I feel like I just take that
content and,
you know, me having, like, African
content, and then,
you know, style content.
I think it's also trying to figure out what's African content. What does that actually look like? Because depending on your background and how you grew up, for me, African content could be me going, like, on a road trip to Vumba in Mutare. But someone like you, who's never actually been to Vumba, you're like, that's not African content because of the way you grew up. And, but someone else could be like, they were raised in a village and their African content is whatever. I'm not going to say what a village looks like. I've never been to a village before. And all of that, or like in Kenya, there's certain, like how people go on safaris, but sometimes those safaris are what people actually live like in real life. So,
are you serious? People live like that? In what, in what country? In
not,
what world?
Not so far, like huts. People, some people live in huts, man. Some people genuinely live in huts.
What people live in huts? What people? What people, fam?
I don't know.
You sound like a European. People live in huts. What people?
Know. No, but they're people that they.
What?
Not huts, like, you know, but, you know, they're homes that just, you know, some people don't have electricity. Ish, I'm being like so. Sorry.
You lot, she's so European.
Sorry.
Didn't even realize.
Being colonized. That's
it's supposed to be.
That's an episode for another day. Who's so controversial? Oh my god, this is gonna be fun. But what do I think of it? I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to see how we adapt American mentalities or UK mentalities when people always complain about being colonized and all that stuff. But we still like adapt their cultures and English for one thing. Or their TV shows, because there's something to them that seems very normal, or very normal, because that's what we've only been shown. And then when you see something like someone who lives in Africa and they get to go on a safari, you feel like that's foreign, that's this, that's that. And we don't realize that this is our normal. Instead of capitalizing on our normal, we've, like, capitalized on a normal that doesn't exist, like, for us, and that's the reality of things. I think instead of doing, like, what Black Panther did in Wakanda forever, like, we have adapted the mentality of, like, we're going to be, like, people in the USA, in the UK, and we're going to bring that into us, into Africa, and then put that into our content. Instead of seeing what could Africa be for Africa, what could Zim be for Zim, instead of adapting to, like, what everyone else has done. And I feel like that's why, like, it's not like I'm against it or anything, like, nah, but I'm just like, that's, I think those are the ways people now lose their cultures. That's how we get into
that we get people like you.
Yes, like me. That's how we get lost in.
Y'all don't even. She doesn't even know what a village is. You lodge. She thinks people live in that.
I don't know.
And she's from Africa. So can we just clarify that? I'm a hypocrite. So if you're European and listening to this, or American and listening to this, you're not the only one that thinks Africans live in huts. Even Africans think Africans live in huts.
Don't they? Do they live in normal houses?
You guys can see how much you've affected people. Yo, can y'all see this? Can y'all? You don't even have to be in Europe to be ignorant, Sheila. Yeah, you can be but next door.
I thought that they did.
You can't be next door. I thought
there were some people that did though. So I think it's interesting how we've adapted that mentality in all our videos and in what we do, content wise. Instead of seeing like, how could I take this thing, this type of weather or. Not this type of weather, but this scenery and all of that, and not make it into something that it's not, and make and like, you know, see the beauty for it as it is, but in a different way, and not try to make it fit into a box that doesn't make sense. I think people could adapt more to that, like trying to see what Africa could be for Africa, not for Africa, what Africa's content could look like so that it could please Americans or Europeans or Canadians and all that stuff. Maybe taking that approach, because there's already in America, there's already like people that do certain content in America that's suited for Americans, now do content that's suited for Africans, for some people in Zimbabwe. And instead of making it into something that it shouldn't be, maybe that's why the content creators, I don't know them or whatever, because maybe they're not creating something that's new, they're just recycling something I've seen before. So
yo, that's powerful, you lot. That's powerful. They're recycling things that we've seen before. I think that's a big one, because you know what, you don't want to see from your African creator the same thing you're seeing from Europe, because you know for a fact that like they ain't living like that. They ain't no Starbucks around the corner,
that's
fam.
That's the truth, man.
We aren't living on no highways in that, yeah. And no Chipotle. It's not there in it. So why are we living like it's there? Like, oh my gosh, look at my day. I'm just going to go to the store today.
But and Starbucks, if you want to sponsor us, like, we love coffee over here. Gosh. So...
yeah, well,
I love coffee.
This is the thing. Yeah, I'm sorry, Starbucks. I will not drink your instant coffee. God. I have drank it before. Don't rate it, but you guys are cool. Created a brand. I love your fraps though. So that
their frappuccinos are nice.
Your mocks as well. Your mocks are pretty chill. But
if you want to sponsor us,
I'm more of like a slow.
If you want to sponsor Shine Your Light, Chemex. Shameless plug. Go on Shine Your Light on Instagram.
Shameless plug.
It's not even shameless. Like, I can do whatever I want to. I can link in the show notes.
That's what shameless means. That's what shameless means, though.
I'm just going like.
Shameless. I'm not ashamed.
Just if you don't want us, because he's very against certain things, but I'm not. Shine Your Light. Hey, man. Go follow, like. Comment, subscribe, all the things.
Yeah, guys.
New content coming out very soon.
Not they say it's better to be black and white than it is to be gray. That was solid. Yeah, because at least people know where you stand. As I've got a big bone to pick with a certain celebrity who. It's being very gray right now, but I will leave that for another
Who's
episode.
Being gray? So just,
please subscribe and rate the podcast if you want to listen to that episode.
Because, I want to know who's being gray. Geez. Please subscribe, comment, like all the things. This will be posted on nothing. Well, the video of us, the audio. You can find us on Spotify.
Yeah, just
Anchor.
Subscribe to the podcast, guys. I don't know if you can rate the podcast here, but just, you know, if you can rate it, that'll be
and
great.
You guys can also like ask us questions on Anchor. Like, you can send us voice notes. You know, don't worry, guys. Everything will be in the show notes.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can.
I did not know that.
You can.
Don't worry.
I did not know that.
Now you know.
I need to be keeping a track record of how many things are going in the show notes, but it's okay.
I hope you write it down.
There's no, it's going to be the channel links.
There's going to be links to everything.
I'm not writing any of this down. It's going to be the channel. It's fine.
I'm the
channel
one who's going to be
Instagram links. Whatever.
Just go to the link in the bio. No, it's not Instagram.
Yeah, not Instagram. Yeah.
Go to the show notes.
But yeah, guys.
We're getting distracted.
Guys. All I'm saying is, she's right. We can't keep recycling content.
Do something new.
We can't keep trying to photocopy. Whatever we've seen, copy paste type vibe, you know, we can't keep copying and pasting.
That's not creative. Because
that same running shot you see in America, you know, that running shot you see, the reason it works there is because those people can't run. Africans can run. They don't care about your running shot. Do a walking shot. Do a sitting shot.
Do something different.
Mandem can't sit for anything, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Something different. And I think the more of us that do something different, the more of us that try and impact it in a positive light, we will find a way to make content creation in Africa and being a content creator in Africa more accepted and make it more than just a hobby
or like
a joke.
It'll be more profitable.
I don't know about the profit part, but it's more like serious, more seriously taken.
Expensive. People are expensive. No, we're not going to go down this road, Jimmy. So,
but all I'm saying is, it's not about the profit, guys. Because we want to make sure that we tell our story in a way that, even if someone tried to tell the story for us, it just lacks, you know. It's just like, it's not the same. It doesn't slap the same. The world doesn't see the same. It's like, that's whack. But when Africans tell the story, when we create content that makes content creators important and valid people and people that are taken seriously, it's going to be phenomenal. English came on a boat.
And then it sank.
English really came on a boat.
Damn it.
They're dead. So. But yeah. Okay, guys. I think that's the end for today because we could talk.
Wait, do they know what we do though?
We'll talk more about this.
Do you guys know what we do? What are we trying to aspire to be? They don't know what we do. Tell them, what do you do before we end? Tell them what do you do. We're supposed to say that in the beginning, but we didn't. Let's just do different things.
We talked about this.
We talked about this. You were talking about content creation, but we didn't really say like what do we actually do. They could be like, these people are just talking. Like what? What all the? Tell them.
Man, I'm a content creator. Period. End of story.
No, he's
on YouTube.
He's an aspiring filmmaker. And travel person. I'm trying to repeat what you said.
She's putting words into my mouth.
You literally said,
just hype it up that I'm a content creator.
This in your videos. Because I'd be supportive and all that stuff.
Yes, I said all of
You're a filmmaker, content creator for travel, aspiring YouTuber. Sheesh. Ew. Tinashe. The N Cube.
Yo, she said it.
I never say Ashish because it sounds weird. That's not how I met you, as Ashish.
Business.
I have a business called Shine Your Light. I think, you know, self-help, we could say. Creating content to help you be a better you. And events and all that stuff. And I have a blog. I haven't written on it in a month. I have not. I'm so happy about that. And yeah, but content coming through, interviews and all that stuff, and merchandise, all that good stuff for all you good people.
Wavy.
Yeah.
So guys, you know what we do. You know who we are. Hope you guys love it. Please subscribe.
Like, comment, leave a...
We will see you later.
All of that stuff.
That I don't think you can like. I don't think you can like a podcast. It's more like,
I think you can just listen to it.
Podcast. You can rate them, and you can subscribe to
You can subscribe to the YouTube subscribe channel and all that stuff.
And rate this podcast.
That would be helpful.
If you are listening to this podcast on Apple,
it's not on Apple.
Podcast.
It's not on Apple.
It's on Apple, subscribe. And please rate it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening to this on Spotify and Google Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast, hope you enjoyed. Hope to see you guys next week. Keep exploring. We're about to land the plane.
Because we've almost landed.
Turbulence, like I said, was not so bad.
Destination.
Hope you enjoy the journey. Keep your seatbelts on as we land this plane. What's up and what's it called? This is Flight of Time, where the conversation goes
anyway.
See y'all next week.
Bye. Oh my gosh.